Yo guys, niajeni majama. Hope mko fiti. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good kesho, good whichever you want. Hope mazi mnaendelea fiti. It's yet another Thursday episode. Wewe. I'm super excited juu. At least iwiki, si ati hata at least iwiki nimelearn kitu. Iwiki nimelearn. Nimelearn it's okay to feel shitty. And it's okay not to talk about it. So mtu asikuambie shit. It's okay to feel shitty and it's okay not to talk about it. Anyway, ukitaka kuongea about it ni better. But it's okay not to talk about it. So anyway, mazee mkwaje. Ebu niulize swali for you listeners. Nyinyi watu nyosikize hizi podcast. And first of all, mazee, thanks. Thanks. Kama umesikize hii podcast tangu episode 1. Hadi penye tumefika saizi. Ah, keep on, man. Keep on, man. Ah, once in a while, hata niangushie pale DM, nijue uko. Usikunge tu unasikiza, unaona. Wiu, niangushie DM, niambie, Devi, na not hii na hii, nataka to change hii na hii, ama umefanya hii na hii, nimenibamba. Mcheki, compliments mtu wangu. Anyway, nikuwa nataka kuuliza, did you know the bold and the beautiful ilianza kukua aired in the 80s na imeran kwa TV like for the longest I can remember. Sijui kama saizi bado ina run. Hata sitaki kujua juu the bold and the beautiful budi imetupeleka mchujo tukiwa akidi. Bana kama ujapita mau unge watch the bold and the beautiful kwetu. Kwetu lazima unge kumepita maths. Umepata 10 out of 10 in mathematics. Na sometimes hata ukipata 10 out of 10 in the mathematics, mzee ange change rules. Ungesikia anasema yo, leave alone watu nyolipata 10 over 10. Kama unajua leo umekuwa ukipata 10 over 10 kwa all the subjects, una watch. Iyo kitu ilikuwa inanibo. Man, mbona kwa lata tu to watch? Out of the blues, like normal children. Ishu yaki yo time, wakiwa na mda mami, ishu yao ilikuanga, tusione obscure scenes, tusione sex, hapo ndani, kiss, kitambo by the way, kiss ilikuwa inaituanga, like kissing someone, ama kumunju someone, in our house, kissing someone, ilikuanga regarded as having sex with someone. So hatu kuanga allowed kuona. Chenye wako wanajua ni, the Nigerian movies that I used to love back in the days, zilikuanga na kissing. Zilikuanga na caressing. But back then, atukua nitaa caressing, atukua nitaa kushika-shika. Ikafika mali, tuka change, tuka itanga mdaru. Squeezy, tunonanga. Naitanga nini? Squeezy, hata inanga word. Squeezy ni, it's either caressing, ama, squeezy, it's either harassment or approaching. Kuna word flani nani alitumia juzi on their podcast. Umsa anaitwa nickname yake imepotea, but acha tumuite the real name anaitwa Owen, or the bad boy Owen. So the bad boy Owen on their podcast inaitwa the Sandwich Podcast. Kama usikizi yo podcast, by the way, miss juu unasikizanga podcast gani? Sikiza yangu kimalize ndo sikiza yake. Watakwambia issues of the life. Mimi nitakwambia story na brands na products zenye unanunuanga. Hapo tuko fiti? Si hapo tuko sawa? Yo combinations ziko bie. Sasa. So, huko alikuwa anasema, if you're handsome na uhandle them in a certain manner, in mature manner, umshike-shike hivi, mostly mkiwa kwa klabu, ukiwa handsome, maitarigadiwa kama sexual harassment. But dema kipenduka cheki, bro, aujaweza atarigad kama sexual harassment. We, iyo kitu imekwe kirani kwa kichwa angu juu, I remember sometimes when I was the clubbing life, like, siyati niliacha. the clubbing life, kuna kwa niite mwenyunendanga kushike hivi mlalezi. Mkiwa kwa bukla, namshika mnataka kudance. So namshika fiti venye nafaa. Ukimshika hivyo unapata dema ameinuka, anapenduka kukuangalia, alafu ana smile anarudi kudance. Wewe ukichekia amerudi hapo, buda ameinama kuendelea kudance. Wewe endelea juu, amependa chenye ameona. she's a client. Yeah, amependa your product. Your product amependuka akacheki. Anacheki ko well packaged. So ni wewe bana dance venye nafaa. So did you know Vitimbi imekuanga ikirun for 30 good years in KBC? 30. In fact, over 30 good years in KBC, ilikuwa tu discontinued or rather taken off air juzi 2015. Iyo ndo time yenye ilitolewa on air. But Vitimbi manze, as long as we can remember, imekuwa kwa wa televisions na imekuwa one of the major programs yenye zili inspire huyu kijana akapasiu acting at a certain point of his life. Siati niliacha, but nilipasiu at a certain point of my life. Anyway, so today's story, yali tumechapa intro ya 5 minutes, okay, 6 minutes. Today's story manze, nataka niwapigie story, nataka tuangalie logo ya KBC. Ilikuwa June 21st, KBC walifanyanga rebranding. Venye walifanya rebranding, netizens ni kina nani? Netizens waliwambia, no. Well, that thing that you have done, we don't like it. Take it out of here. Like, Wakenya mkwage na chills. So even though venye bana KBC walipelekwa hiyo June na July na hadi saizi, like, anyway, tumanza kuembrace the logo. But the branding style, it's not working. It's not fucking working. Anytime I want to watch a telly, I'm talking as a customer number one, anytime I want to watch a telly, the first telly that comes into my mind ni citizen, freaking citizen. Imagine KBC, they are nowhere to be seen. Now interestingly, KBC was founded back in 1928. Now this is funny, 1928 KBC ilikuwanga first founded as a radio station. Walikuwa na experience ya radio station before TV zikuwa introduced in Kenya. So TV ikakuwa introduced in Kenya in the 60s. Ndio 1964 tukakuwa na Voice of Kenya, VOK. Tukiwa na Voice of Kenya manze, KBC walikuwa may have a pre-run as a radio station. So we expected ikikuja 1964, ikitake over, manze itakuwa nivo na nivo na ni forever. That is what happened in the 1964. KBC wakilaunch their TV stations, wakachachisha bro, walichachisha venye nafaa, wameleta programs za Kenya, wamefanya nini, wameleta maprograms za majuu. So TV ilikuwa kitu ya maana sana. But sa downfall ya hii time ya kulaunchiwa, signal reception ilikuwa something poor. Remember, TV, your time tulikuwa tuna depend on microwaves. Frequencies zenye ziko kwa microwave, but tukwa digital venye sezi tuko digital. Now those of you that don't know, KBC tunairegard kama terrestrial television and radio broadcasting company. Ama broadcasting brand. Juhivo ndo venye KBC yiko. Hii time yenye tunategeme hizi signals, tuko na forest. Tuko na unstable infrastructure ya communication in Kenya. Ya tuko tume pump do as much as KBC lianzanga during colonial, British colony. We didn't have enough money to beef up our system. Advantage nye tulikuwa nayo ni Britain, ama British colony, so wako hiyo Europe. Hao ndo walikuwa among the first people ku pioneer the invention of TVs. So kuna high chances teknolojia ya broadcasting walikuwa fiti. Hao ndo waliplay a major role manze kushape early stages of Kenya media. Hao ndo waliplay a major role. Achana na kina Nation. Nation wameplay a major role in shaping print media. But when it comes to television and radio, KBC ni baba. KBC ndio kusema. Hao ndo walikuwa wenye wanaunda law. Hao ndo walikuwa wanaunda news. Sasa, ondo wanafanyanga ads za kwanza yo. Remember, it is the first TV to ever appear in Kenya. Na it has been so until waka own your word, Channel 1. Shida ni moja, walisahau to live to their brand promise. If you're Channel 1, make sure you are number one in Kenyans choices, some alternative. Nikitaka kumake choice ya kuwatch TV, wacha ukuja number one. Nikitaka kumake choice ya kusikiza radio, wacha ukuja number one. si venye mko saizi. KBC si venye. Hivo venye wako saizi ni tricky. So today manzi nataka tuangalie logo yao. Yo logo yao after mfanya rebranding. Yo logo yao ilikuja na a lot of skepticism. Ama tutafute word gani. Nataka tuke ki word kimzito mzito hapo. Doto chiki. He knows what he is doing. He knows what he is doing. Anyway. After all ni KBC. So kitumbaya na KBC. Chenye mapena KBC kwa hii logo yao. Ni akukuwa na design principles zenye zilifuatwa. Now whenever you throw away the design principles, trust you me, your logo won't stand out. And kuna high chances in your branding, kuna place uliuma nje. Either uku satisfy chenye customer anasema, ama amku troubleshoot, ama amkufanya strategic analysis of the brand before you partook the task of doing the redesign, ama facelift, ama makeup, ama makeover. So the downfall manzea hii logo ni vitu mingi. It is an emblem logo. It is an emblem logo with K standing for Kenya, B standing for broadcasting, and C standing for channel. And there is one written behind, uko nyuma, in the background. So the logo is well illustrated. It is an hexagonal, majina leo bana mtasikiza, hexagonal, it is an hexagonal emblem. Wewe jua ni shape yenye iko na kona sita bwana. Hii tukianza kuanza kwa hexagonal watu wengine hawapendi a lot of mathematics, wataanza kushikwa na kidogo kidogo kitefutefu. Kitefutefu iko nganini? Today I have unleashed a new word, kitefutefu. Tefutefu. Niko sure I am correct with its content. So when they were unleashing the new rebrand, KBC wanted to achieve one thing. Their purpose, the purpose of the rebrand ilikuwa to push the brand as well as make the brand more visible to its customer. Ju brand kidogo kidogo imedidimia. So wakakaa chini wakafanya hiyo rebrand. Critics manzesi zikakama. Critics zimekuja. Si netizens ampendi mchezo. Netizens. Netizen can shape a talent in you. And that's something good. Positive, initonga positive criticism. As a creative, I've learned to take criticism vizuri, positively. I learned from them. Kuna brand flani niliwambienga start of August. Manza nilikuwa na work now. Imagine I disay bado tuna work now. For one fucking project. I've been doing things wrong. They've been correcting me. Chinyata imefanya tukakawia sana ni juu mara ya kwanza sikuwa nataka correctiwa. Mara ya kwanza nilikuwa na assume hivyo ndo venye iko. Kumbe saa zingine you as a designer you'll be wrong. In fact, most of the time, regard yourself as wrong. Sikiza kwanza chenye client anataka. Ukisha msikiza, align na chenye mko meagree na yeye before. Ukisha align uone zinaambatana hapo saa. Ukiona ziambatani, rudi kwa drawing board, muongee tena. Like communication is key. So me to KBC, one thing they failed according to netizens ni communication. They didn't talk with their brand team. Now their brand team, I'm so sure their brand team ni watu wamesoma KIMC. Ile shule ya mkuru. Kenya Mass Media Communication Institute. Hapa, nimechange majina mahali, lakini inaitwanga Kenya Mass Communication Institute. Where, whichever KMC, even though wenye wanaitanga KMC. So huko ndo penye niko sure designer wa hiyo logo alitoka huko. Siati niko sure na suspect alitoka huko. I can bet that alitoka huko kwa sababu a lot of talent yenye KBC utumia inakwange imetoka huko. Na they have best talents when it comes to broadcasting, presenting, performing arts, like oh my. Fuck. KBC, you guys have talent. Now, having talent is one thing. Having a way to execute the talent, ama support the talent, is another thing. Remember Mkuru akituambia story ya KBC had the big cameras back in the days when he was going, back in the 90s, when he was going to visit the studio with his classmates. Now, that got me thinking. That was in the 90s. They had the cameras. If at all they had those cameras, I expect KBC to be producing movies ama documentaries about the cameras they had that time. Hiyo ni content kivyake. Ama I think, according to me, I think the cameras need to be taken to a lab or to a museum so that we Kenyans can study them. Ama nyimna think, like, it's not a relic. Those cameras are not relics. Those cameras are something that pioneered KBC as a channel and KBC as a Kenyan Broadcasting Corporation. But mara kwanza alikuwa anamwambia KBC stands for K, Kenya Broadcasting Channel. I am really, really sorry. Fuck, I am really sorry. That's makosa ni yangu. KBC stands for Kenya Broadcasting Corporation. And nimekumbuka jilikuwa nimesema channel ile time hadi inashanga, what the fuck, by the way, mboni na KBC, ilitwa KBC, jukumbuka watu wenye walitukolonize, wanaitwa British, ni Britons, England walitu, ni England ama ni Britain walitukolonize, Britain walitukolonize. So Britain wakitukolonize, wao walikuwa na nini yao, Broadcasting Corporation yao inaitwanga BBC, automatically yetu ingeitwa KBC. Sijui kama ya TZ inaitwa TBC, lakini whichever the name it's called, well and good, it's all good vibe inshallah. Let's come back to KBC. So after they have done their rebranding, communication ikakuwa mbaya, whichever thing that took place between the client and the design team, people, pale netizens, watu walienda wakawaambia, yo, you jeez, chekini, yo logo yenu inakaa kama road sign. Fuck. Road sign? Road sign, lakini can't think of it. Yo logo inakaa kama stop sign. Hiyo logo ilakaa kama stop sign. Ah, tusidanganyane. Whichever the idea they had with the logo, mi sijui shida ilikuwa nini, lakini one, logo inakaa kama road sign. It's a TV corporation. It's a broadcasting corporation. We don't expect anything related to road sign. So kama unaona road sign kitu ya kwanza, si inamaanisha bana, it's not speaking the branding language. Your logo should speak that language. Your logo should not define your brand. Rather, it should communicate the language of your brand. Take Apple, for example. Their logo, they primarily use silver, or rather white sometime, or rather black sometime. But design imewekwa inakanga to futuristic. Simple, futuristic, modern. Okay, see futuristic. It's simple and modern. And minimalistic, manze. Anything minimalistic ni apo tuko in future apo. Like, it's timeless. But looking at the KBC logo, that thing is not timeless. That thing is not timeless. There is zero creativity on the logo. Now, as a logo designer, as a graphic designer, this is something that I learn whenever I tackle logos, whenever I do logos. I've done a lot of logos, manze. Na si zote zimeapruviwa. Even to my friends, I've done logos for my friends. Na si zote wame approve. Mara ya kwanza yo kitu ilikuwa inanipatianga kiwewe juu ilikuwa nashanga, look, even my friends are not supporting me, yo. Squeezy, kijana nililan, bana, nililan. If your logo is not accepted, ama approved, it means you didn't do it right. Siti na minu msu client ajui chenye anataka. It just mean you did not do it right. In most cases, this corporation tend to have two people on the table. Whenever they want a redesign of a logo, they'll have two people on the table. They'll have the company, which represents the brand. And they'll have a brand strategist who communicates the language of the company in terms of numbers. Yendi anaangalia, yendi anastrategize, yendi business strategist wa kampuni. Ndio is a hired partner, ya ametoka, amekuwa outsourced, but hawa watu wawili wanafaa kuangalia hii logo, design itawapatia pesa. Brand strategist anaangalia hii logo kama mwenye kampuni, anataka kuangalia, okay, hii logo ina serve purpose yake. Na kama ina serve purpose yake, ina serve purpose yenye client anataka, kama ina serve hiyo purpose, customer mwenye ananunua hii product, anafeel aje akikutana na hii logo, anafeel ni kama ina represent brand yake sawa. Kama ina represent, hapo umepita. Hapo kwa sawa. But kama imeanguka anywhere, trust you me, mnarudi kwa drawing board ama ikataliwe. Now that's something that as a designer, I know. And you as a designer, ama any creative, be it actor, actress, whichever place you fall, just know it is important to listen to correction, ama revision, ama feedback. They will help you grow. They will help you grow. In fact, they will help you grow positively. You listen and decide. Don't listen and just follow. Listen and decide. When it comes to deciding, you have that power to make your own decision. It is your decision-making process. So you need to be alone, ama to be with the team that you are doing mulikuwa mnafanyia kitu before. So kikuja tu KBC logo shuwali. Zero creativity. Hey, ya hata ni risky. Ukiambia mtu wako na zero creativity na any designer, kuna high chances ata feel vibaya. But kama umeisema out of goodwill, umeisema arudi kwa drawing board aifanya hapo saa. Unajua kuna Mkenya mwenye alisema huu graphic designer ama the logo designer arrestiwe ajili. Nikajua hapa, hey, Kenyans are so brutal. Out here, Kenyans are so brutal, brother. They will make you feel kitefutefu. Anyway, so imagine KBC, they failed to engage in a branding professional style of design. Now, failing to do so, not even disclosing who the designer was, makes it hard for the designer to embrace whatever he did, or whatever she did, or whatever they did. So me, I think, up to this point, it will be fair for future generation, it will be fair for my kids, if I do work for my client and I still retain the rights to post or rather publish the work in my portfolio. I'm not publishing it for commercial view, I'm just publishing it in my portfolio. If I do so, it will be good for educational purposes in future, man. In future, we need to understand where the brand came from. We need to understand who did it in the first place. We need to understand how it was done. So documenting it, manzi, it will be something good. I wish to meet the designer who was behind KBC right from the beginning. Like, I need to just find the story. Sijui kama iko pale archive, sijui, but hiyo ndo kitu inahitaji kupata archive. I need to find the story, man. Because ikifika place enye, as a corporation, ama as a corporate, mnashindwa kuengage na brand professional, trust you me, there is something wrong with the management, there is something wrong with the brand strategist, there is something wrong with the whole corporation, na the brand image. Na that thing will hurt your brand vibaya sana. Vibaya sana. Take it from me. I'm learning as I'm building my brand. My brand is Devi Mulish. Devi Mulish, it's me. I do podcast. I do design. I write books. I write short stories. I do illustration. That's my art. So anytime I sit down and do something, I need to reflect on my brand. Does it resonate with my brand language as a personal creative or as a professional creative? So KBC Manzemi, I didn't see that being executed. I did not see that being executed at all. And other netizens will agree with me. Hawakuoneki executed. Wame hire new talent. Wame hire new talent in the nini, in the studio. Having new talent, sasa, hapo ndio kuna issue. Remember I've told you, having new talent, I'm having great talent, but no equipment, I'm no way, no talent management. You'll be wasting the talent. We know KBC has means. It is being backed up by the government, surely. Wakona pesa. KBC wakona mtu mwenye atawapatia pesa in case wanafaa kubailiwa out. Aina haja tungoje KBC waanguke design mumias sugar walianguka. Ndio tuanze kupump pesa into KBC. Up to this point, me, I think KBC should be among companies zenye zina trade pale kwa public ni Nairobi Stock Exchange. Companies in a trade publicly, but because come on, it's a corporation, it's big corporation. Ju KBC kesho wakiamua na shoot documentaries, wa shoot movies, wa shoot nini, like ile high value movies. Trust you me, KBC will make a lot of jinglika nonsense. Waache hii mchezo wenye wanafanya. KBC are gonna a lot of talent that they can, if they manage well, they will make a buck. But if they continue doing whatever they're doing right now, whatever they did last week, last year, last nini, previously, they will hurt. And they will hurt pretty bad. Sezi competition is stiff. Sezi companies are going for big guns. What on a pool? Big cameras. In fact, it is funny to find that advertising agency work on a better equipment and talent than KBC, which is a broadcasting company. Eh, manzi, talk apa inje. Talk apa inje. I know an individual mwenye kona Canon Mark II. Amani Mark gani. Certain series ya Canon yenye it's worth 500k. Mini kikutana na hii kamenje, I was shocked. Like, what the fuck, bro? Unatumia hii kamera kushoot music videos? Kumbe siku anajua that is only but a toy. You only one of the toys that this guy has. He operates as a limited company. He has another kamenje Buddha ya $20,000. $20,000. Now, let me take this into, I'll put this into perspective. $20,000 is 2 freaking million shillings. Ashai tumia kushoot ad ya Tusker back in the days. Time fulani Tusker wamefanya ad wakiwa na KC Nice Start. Wakafanya ad fulani ilikuwa imeitikia. Ad fulani ilikuwa na audio visual yake ilikuwa na next level. Kama menjes zenye zilikuwa zinatumiwa hapo ni menjes zimeitikia good one. So ladies and gentlemen, ikifika place yenye umehaya new talent, cameras zako ziko mbaya, color grading skill yako haiko fiti juu, kuna high chances hauna better color grading equipment. Juu ukitaka ku argue na mimi uniambie ati ni juu watu wa talent yenye KBC wako nayo. We, tusidanganyane, ni talent. We know KBC like hiring people from KMC. Now, take this for example. Look at Abel Mutua. Look at Philip Production. Hanu wa sinyo mesoma KMC. Hanu wa sinyo na producing content. Imefika place in Abel Mutua aku exposed to tech, design and produce content for Maisha Magic. Now, Maisha Magic is an international broadcasting channel. Umone ile skill yenye nakonge mekwa pale kwa color grading. Now, achana na color grading. Branding language ya Maisha Magic. Iyo ni branding language. Jano wasi wameitikisha talanta. So, angalia undercover. Undercover iko well color graded. Ano wasi walisoma KMC bana. Iyo ni skill. Skill iko, equipment wako nayo. Come to KBC. Tayari wako na skills. Jo, siwa wana hiringi from KMC. Kwa na hire from KMC, kuna high chances wanahitaji skill. Skill yao inafaikuwe na match the talent yo. Inafaikuwe na match the talent vile inafaa. Na talent na skill ni one thing. Equipment na technology ni another thing. So talent na skill manze mi hapo sina issue nayo. Equipment on connection now. How can you be exposed to money and you're not buying the nini DaVinci Resolve deck? You're not buying the next gen color grading equipment. Like, what are you doing? Surely, ata nikitumia LUTs in Premiere Pro whenever I'm doing a broadcasting. If I use pre-composited LUTs, mi siwezi toa image yenye KBC wanatupatianga kwa tele. Sizi towa yo image. Given that KBC will come among the first corporation in Kenya. Given that license ya KBC is being paid for by our revenue. Rather by our taxes. We expect something better from KBC. They're giving us nonsense. That is nonsense. That is. Alafu when it comes to a logo, this is what they give you. Eh, ataka mwe ni viewer surely. Wana kubeba aje. Eh, ndio logo ni wao wamenini. Logo ni wao ndo wamedesign. Hiyo ndo walikuwa wanataka. Lakini wewe kama viewer, whenever you are looking at the logo, are you proud of KBC? Because your customer needs to be proud of you. Your customer needs to be proud being associated with you. I've worked with brands, especially entertainment brands. Na nimework na some artists when you're in entertainment brand. I can name a few. Tumewak as a crew, tumewak na King Kaka. as a crew tumework na Kali, or as a school tumework na Kali Graph, as an individual nimework na MCAD, nimework na Jasper Murumeo, nimework na Ichi, nimework na hawa. Say tumefanya maprojo nao. Okay, tumefanya project maprojo na Jasper, tumefanya project na kina Ichi. Hawa ni wasenye tumeinteract. Napenda ati yao, na juu napenda ati yao, nikika chini ni design poster. Na design poster, kama mtu mwenye napenda art ya talent wangu. Sindio? So whenever you bring me a brand that I need to redesign, I need to know its story, I need to know its purpose, I need to embrace the brand ni kama it's me living by the brand. Bila yo brand siishi. Nikisha embrace it, I'll give you something better. When it comes to KBC, manze, whoever went ahead and did the redesigning ama rebranding, trust you me, won't stay apendi KBC. Na kama anapenda KBC, basi apendi kuona KBC wame. Yeah, anapenda kuona, kama anapenda KBC, anapenda kuona KBC wame fail. Mm-hmm. Juu aja satisfy chenye KBC wanaitaji, what they really need. What they really need, it's a good... Maze, it's a very good redesign. It's a very good facelift. They have poor money expenditure. If you put your money to a studio to do a redesign, and this is what they give you, something that looks like a road sign, trust me, that's not being conventional. That's not being smart. That's not being creative. That's being lazy. That's being super freaking lazy. And hiyo ni bad. Hey, hiyo ni bad. It just looks like a stop sign. And some very, very... Now, let's take a deeper... Tusiseme naone hii logo. Let's take a deeper look on the logo. Nimwambia it's an hexagonal emblem. Hatuna shida hapo. Hiyo hatuna shida. It's KBC written hapo ndani. Wameka one huko ndani. Hiyo sawa. However... inakuanga na misplaced initials. When you look closely on the logo, ukiangalizo initials, aziko well balanced, they are not well canned, they are not well spaced or rather aligned with the shape, with the outline shape. Having that manze on your logo is not symmetrical, your logo is not balanced, aitaka inaka visually appealing. You need something that is visually appealing. Now, a human eye is very funny. As well as a human ear. A human eye has a habit of creating patterns whenever it's decoding an information. So mi nikiangalia kitu na taftanga pattern. Because I'm a human being. That's how your eye works. Itaangalia pattern. Your pattern imecreatiwa na waves. Izo waves ndio colors. Tunaangalianga RGB. Izo colors, the RGB, it's waves. This is where my physics that I studied and dropped out in the uni, you come in. We look at colors. Colors are waves. And these colors help us to create patterns. So whenever we see a logo, we want to see something. If it's not symmetrical, because all logos are not symmetrical, an example is Apple logo. All logos are not symmetrical, but logos need to be balanced. You need to balance your logo. Looking at this logo, it's not balanced. KBC logo is not balanced. The letters are misplaced. Initials, or rather the initials are misplaced. Kuna wani meko kwenyuma like unangalia unashindo like what the fuck. The logo has an over-exaggerated golden lining. Now, this golden lining imekwa in some form of sijuni gradient. Okay, some parts ni gradient. Some parts ni darker shade of beige, and some parts ni gold. Like wame mix hizo vitu mbili pamoja, just confuse you. Ina consistency. Now, hii logo inakatu, it's a prosaic logo. It's immemorable. Looking at the logo unashindwa like, what the fuck, hii logo ni ya nini sasa? Looking, when you look at the logo and you look away, that logo cannot stick in your brain. This logo needs a lot of money to actually stick in your brain. As a designer, I need to save my client that money. Mm-hmm. Whenever I'm doing a redesign, I want to just... You logo yenyewe, ukiangalia tu inaongea. It communicates. That's how art is. When you just look at the art, utasikia ikiongea tu. unaanza kusikiza inasema nini. Okay, iko balanced, iko symmetrical, colors iko fit. There is a lot of colors by the way kwa hii logo. There is a lot of colors. Na but you as a viewer would have decoded only three colors. Would have decoded the gold, the maroon or rather the red, alafu would have decoded the white. But mtu kama mimi nitaona a lot of colors. Zingine zilikuwa necessary. The simpler, the better. Did KBC know that? They didn't know that. In fact, their corporate board ama corporate management structure walikuwa wanajua hiyo? Nani uliwaambia? Wala kitu walipatiwa la kaitikia. Anyway, me, I will term the logo as prosaic. Now, if someone comes to me and ama comes up to me and holds me on my word, maze, me, I will prove I have 50, how MCG, I have many reasons to show you why I feel the logo is prosaic. Now, the logo does not serve its purpose. Hiyo naitukubaliane. Unakumbuka nikiwambia when they were doing the redesign, the purpose was to push the brand as well as make the channel more visual, more visible. Manze, looking at the logo, it's not communicating. No, it's not serving the purpose. Kidogo hapana. Yo logo no. Because I think a good logo needs to trigger an action, needs to trigger a curiosity. Ukiangalia logo unakuwa too curious, like okay, logo inaka fit, okay, ni KBC, yeah, wamefanya rebranding, okay, na nani alicreate hii logo? Like it needs to create an action. When they are my designer, the only action that it creates ni just complaining about it. Complaining isn't bad. In fact, complaining is good. Complaining makes you study a lot of things, question a lot of things. And that's how a human being should study. That's how a human being should study. You complain so that you learn. Complain, get information, learn. I'm a question, get answer, reason, then learn. So manzi, a logo lacking the ability to make you take an action, that's not a good logo. That's not a good logo. It's a logo that's not serving its purpose. And the initials aren't centered in the hexagon. Looking at the logo, the K, B, and C have been placed inside a vertical rectangle. Inside a vertical rectangle, hapo mnanielewa. So placing them inside a vertical rectangle, utaangalia spacing between the letter and the edge of the rectangle. For the K, iko almost ku match the distance from the B to the border, but when it comes to C, kuna inconsistency hapo kwa C. Kwa C, it's inconsistent. The same, that B, that C, that K inside the vertical rectangles have not been centrally aligned, ama centrally or central horizontally placed inside the hexagon. So ina make your logo to be imbalanced. In case you roll the logo, we'll take the logo alafu you roll down. If you roll the logo down, haita roll. Ama ikiroll, ikimaliza kuroll, hizo letters venye ziko hapo ndani hazita kuwa fiti. Me, I will like to do a redesign of this, but I won't do it now. Saizi niko super engaged, but I will remember, since I listened to my podcast too, I will do redesign of the logo, facelifting it from what it was designed or rather unleashed on 21st June, and show you how I think it's supposed to be done. There is some other people that have done some redesign here and there, and some are good, some are bad, some are well taken care of, some are kidogo kidogo, pia nazo zilianguka places tatu ama mbili ama nini hivyo. So mazemi, I will come through, do my thing, then I will show you on my IG. But si sahi, hapo mta hold kiasi, hapo lazima mtavumilia. Imagine, brand bani ilianzishwa in Limuru farm, in a farm in Limuru, back in 1964. Like the channel ya TV ilianzishwanga 1964, but ya radio ni mawambi ilianzishwanga 1928. Nitawapigia story flani ya radio tukifika ile party yetu ya kupiga story, but I need you to remember, whenever you look at the logo, look at the one yenye kuko mwisho, look at that one. if you look at that one and you look at the KB and C, uta notice manzia pa kuna mixed font. Now, whenever you want to mix your font, please make sure your font are consistent. Make sure your font it's from the same family bana. Oh, actually I'm a mixed typeface C font. Ni typeface ndio imemixiwa. The one iko so smooth. Iko so smooth, iko so lazy. The KB and C iko so strong, so bold, yet not specifically bold, rather strong. Iko so strong and so vertical and straight and standing out and evil, commanding. Izo vitu mbili ziendani, you can't mix playful and professional at the same time. Choose one. Choose one. They want a professional logo that's so playful. Yo, their previous logo, yo, look at the thumbnail of this nini, of this episode. If you look at the thumbnail of this episode, there was this, their logo, their previous logo ilikuanga KBC, apochini yake imeandikwa channel, alafu kando yake imeandikwa one, alafu zote ziko ndani ya a circular emblem. Now that thing was playful. Ilikuwa inakaa kama ball. It's a professional yet playful logo. Kama wanataka bado ku achieve the same thing, they need to have a consistency in whatever they're doing. Isipokuwa on their logo, the one was shouting more than the KBNC, their previous logo. The current logo, the KBNC inaonekana, but the elements of design zote ziko nje. Hizo elements ziko nje. There's a lot of elements of design that they are really distracting you from the logo, from the element of the logo. The element of the logo ni KBNC. Alafu element of design ni hizo elements zimekuwa kwa nyuma, the gold outline, the whatever strips zenye ziko huko ndani, the one and the in at the background, hizo vitu zote bana ziko inconsistent. They are creating inconsistency. Alafu the colors, hizi colors as hizi may I feel they're not that vibrant. Kuna team flani KBC walikuwa na yellow, red and green, hizo colors zinaongea. Na how come by the KBC wa ana colors a flag? Kenya wezo konayo ni kofiti. Ulo Kenya Railways awana. But KBC, maze, come on KBC. Imagine a red, a green, and a yellow, and a black on your logo. How cool will that be? Ah, it will be cool, bwana. Hizi colors zenye mnokoto kuko mstuni, leave those colors. Or rather, if they are being used, let them be used venye inafaa. Brand yourself. I believe you can use any color, but there is something called color psychology. I'm a psychology of colors. Maze, I expect KBC to understand psychology of colors more than I do. KBC is a corporation. KBC has been in the game for the longest. Me, I'm just a 27-year-old graphic designer yet to turn 28. Yay! Well, before to turn 28, if you know, wewe ni mtu wa EABL, ama wewe ni mtu wa Qual, Kenya Wines and Spirits, ama walitoga nini, Qual, whichever the name, hizi brands mbili, bana, mufanye something, for my 28th birthday. Anyway, turudi hapa, no, nimaanza kusound so demanding, poleni if you feel type away, lakini mimi niko tu sawa. I'm looking for what I want, even though venye life inafaa kukua. Anyway, so as a brand, let's talk now of KBC as a brand. KBC ni mambi ilikuwa founded 1928. Iyo ni radio yake. Ikiwa founded 1928, kulikuwa na radio ya English na radio ya Kiswahili. Saizi bado ziko. Venye life ime progress hivi, wakapata pata kachingli nini, wakachiki wanahitaji kudiversify, wakaleta more channels, more radio stations in vernacular. Kuna KBC ya Kikale, kuna KBC ya Kiluya, kuna KBC ya Kimeru, kuna KBC ya Kiembu. Hivo kakisonga. But the first vernacular channel yenye KBC walileta ilikuanga Kikuyu? I bet ilikuwa Kikuyu. Ebu niwa konfamie hiyo tu sahi. Wacha niwapatie venye zilikuja hizi radio stations za KBC. In 1928, we were given KBC English Service. That was the first radio station in Kenya. In 1952, we were given KBC Western Service. Now, I'm sorry. Nilikuwa nimwambia ni ya Kikuyu, hapo kwa Kikuyu ilikuja way later, ilikuja 2000. That's why nafikiria ni ya Kikuyu. Juu sasa in 2000 ndo nilianza kusikiza Radio Fiti. Though nilianza in 90s, my father used to put me music on a radio na to dance. Na ilikuwa kitu ingine Fiti, back in the days when I was dancing. Now looking at the pictures saizi nikiwa mkubwa, because mbuyu wangu is someone, ako na tabia yangu. Mbuyu wangu is a hoarder of data, a hoarder of pen, a hoarder of tech, hivyo ndo venye mzee yako. Anyway, so niwaambia, 1952 ndo alileta KBC Western Service, Radio Taifa. Radio Taifa now, Radio Taifa is the KBC yetu tunajua now. Hii KBC manze, me I used to love KBC ka fucking from 2000s. Nilikuwa napenda KBC manze jua ile progeo ilikuwa inaanzanga saa 4 ina stretch hadi saa 6. That program ya mziki nimesahau ilikuwa inaitwanga nini. Nimesahau jina, nikikumbuka nitaisema. Hiyo program manze ilikuwa ina playing music ya kizazi kipya. Now this is the time that I was finding my voice. I was finding myself as an artist. Na niligundua hiyo time nilikuwa napenda kusikiza a lot of KBC music. Juu KBC walikuwa na playing Kenyan music. Wateka Lingala, wateka Rumba, wateka nini, wateka kina Les Wanyika. Now my dad listens to a lot of kizazi kipya. Oh, actually less of kizazi kipya, a lot of old school, a lot of Rumba, a lot of Lingala, a lot of hizo ngoma na taarab. So hizo vitu zote nilizipenda by default. Now when kizazi kipya was kicking in the 2000s na KBC was there to play the music, manze me I felt so good because I could listen to my music, to the music of my generation. And watoto wa 2000 kukuja hivi bana, hamtaelewa. Watoto wangu wa 2000 kukuja hivi, hamtaelewa. There is someone I dated alizaliwa 2000. We sema roller coaster. Hey, I ate roller coaster kind of nonsense. Anyway, so 1953 tukaletewa Radio Taifa, 1972 tukaletewa KBC Eastern Service. No, KBC Eastern Service ilikuwa Turkana, Rendile, Borji na Borana. KBC ya 2000, yo, chenye KBC leta 2000 ilikuanga Shoro FM. Wakaleta Pwani FM in 2001. 2011 wakaleta Nosim FM, yu ilikuwa Masai. Alafu Minto FM ililetwa 2011 pia. So in 2011 actually KBC wali create some channels. Wali create Mwatu, Mayenga. Oh, I know Mayenga. Mayenga came on 2011. Now that's funny. That's why nilifikiri ilikuja before. Kitwek, now I will remember Kitwek and Mayenga so much. Ama very well. Kwa sababu hii ndio period yenye tukua na kanga Kapsabet. Kitwek na Kikale, kijana najua Kikale. In fact, I have a name. I have a Kalenjin name. Mayenga will remember because kia niko na asili kidogo ya Kijaka. Asili kidogo uko mbali ya Kijaka. Na most of the people that are in my family, not most, some of my people in my family wanaongeanga Kijaka. So kijana mazee, hizi ni vitu zenye nitajua. Kuna Bula Kadan FM na Somali, kuna Iftin FM na Somali, bado kuna Radio Ingo, hiyo lazima nitaijua. But hili kuja 2012, hiyo lazima nitaijua. That's by default, hiyo ni Waluya. Na man, it has been a roller coaster of events. As far as KBC history is concerned, but when it comes to its logo, please, as KBC, fanyeni kitu, man. Fanyeni kitu. Pioneer the design industry. KBC ndo wako na hiyo power. Like KBC, they've been communicating art since time immemorial. Let's see that art being reflected venye inafaa. Ama, come out and explain yourself. Like, what design style is that? Maybe iko na reason, by the way. Maybe iko na reason. Si tunaona ina lack creativity. Maybe iko na creativity ni venye we are not viewing it from the eye of the artist. Now me, I will like to see KBC publishing content enye ina explain mbona iko hivyo. Mbona iko hivyo? There is a time KBC and Capital FM walikuwa na kasaga fulani. Capital FM waliunda poster, walikuwa na promote reggae, wakaandika REGGAE kwa the same logo. So KBC uko kando, KBC wakachukua Capital FM logo, wakaingiza uko ndani glass shattered, alafu na a foreman ama tuseme construction worker amevaa helmet hapo mbele imechapwa imebrandi wa KBC amebeba nyundo like ilikuwa funny juu hapo chini imeandikwa Capital is watching so it means Capital FM it's watching KBC anyway hiyo ilikuwa strategy flani ya kufanya ku make nini wa ku engage kufanya listeners wa ku engage wa bobambike yani ni vitu yenye media houses zao hufanya sometime from time to time kuna kuangana kitu flani siku hizi inaitwanga mockbuster kuna mockbuster na kuna blockbuster the same thing the same idea ingine inafanyanga the mainstream content itself yenye inafaa juu ingine ni pua hivyo ndo venye Capital of wanafanya sieti Capital wako pua but ni as far as logo ilikuwa it's concerned walikuwa wanajaribu ku make logo ya KBC kwa more acceptable ifike kwa broader audience anyway wadau nimefika rakati za mwisho na kama kawaida lazima niwapigie story nilikuwa nimesema nitawapigia story fulani nikaipiga hapo katikati hata before tuendelee before tufike mbali so saizi acha niwaambie story fulani yenye niliambia watu tukiwa high school niliambia anga watu kuhusu a flying car nikiambia watu history a flying car mimi sikuwa najua tech itakuja ifike place yenye inafika juu I had access to less information nilikuwa naambia from the basis of a movie yenye nishai watch hiyo time nilikuwa naitanga chigi chigi bang bang kumbe the movie inaitwa chiti chiti bang bang so chiti chiti bang bang is a sound ya engine za kitambo back in the 1960s kuna movie ilikuwa released in 1968 go watch it out it's a musical classic movie very amazing very it's comic very sweet na very nini go look at the tech look at the cameras zenye zinatumika hapo ndani look at how the actors were playing their roles look how music was being shot look at the lighting of the scenes look at the tech that was available during 1968 and look at how I say what it bado wako hadi saizi I will do some illustration of them in the near future saizi kijana niko na schedule lingine tight lakini until next time wadau it has been great I've been your host for today Davy Mulish follow me on my IG at Davy Muli oh at Mulish Davy and follow the podcast at Stupid Jokers podcast until next time manze see bye.